Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we have an After Dark episode today. I'm excited to have the lovely Nikki Delano on the couch.
Hola, mami.
Ooh, already talking spicy to me. I love it. I like it. I want some more on it. Sure. Private Talk for sure is going to like all your spice. We can't wait to get to know you a little bit more. It's been quite some time since I've seen you. There's so many things have changed since I've seen you. Let's get down into it. How Absolutely. Have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been amazing. I have my little dog there. Papa. Sorry, you guys. So I've been, I had my show on Vivid for 6 years. Mm-hmm. They just cut Vivid radio in October. So my Fleshlight came out 2 years ago, right before the pandemic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Right during the pandemic, actually, 2000. I've been feature dancing a lot, shooting really mainly for my OnlyFans. Like, I've been, like, kind of dedicated to that. Like, I feel like that's not my calling, but, like, I love shooting for companies, but I prefer more for my OnlyFans and just picking who I want to shoot with and doing what I want to do and just, you know, just being me, you know, being the naughty self that I am. Because, you know, for companies, we have dialogue and certain things, and I feel like doing my OnlyFans, I could just be my Latina self, my crazy self.
Okay. Yeah. So do you no longer work for any other companies? Are you only strictly doing your OnlyFans?
I'm shooting for other companies, yeah, but mainly
it's... The majority you do it for your OnlyFans?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I feel like, I mean, you did that much dialogue. I feel like for me, I was just one of those people that maybe this, not that, I feel like they just didn't give me a chance, maybe because I really didn't want to push those things. But I was just did Gonzo type scenes, which was great because you just go there and fucking, it's great. So I feel like you get to be like your BTS like stuff. Like you did that much stuff that you felt like you couldn't be your crazy Latina self. Like I don't see that from you. Like I feel like you're just always such a big personality in this little cute little sexy body that I don't feel like because anybody could like put you in a box. So even if you were doing dialogue, you know.
So it depended, like, if it was, like, a feature movie, like, we done, like, Shakira, like, a bunch of, like, singers.
What was your biggest, like, dialogue, like, role that you felt for you that was, like, kind of, like, a lot of dialogue type? Like
probably the Shakira one.
Okay.
So we had to hire a choreographer to learn a music video.
All right, then, all in.
Yeah, and I had to basically learn a whole dialogue. The thing is that she's Latina, so I got to be myself. But when it comes to, like, the feature stuff, like, besides that big one, I had to learn a lot of dialogue, and I couldn't really be my Latina self. I have to be a different role, different character. So for me, that was it's a challenge, but I love it. I love challenges.
Well, it definitely shows the diversity of you, and you're doing. I mean, obviously, your fans love everything that you do, and I'm sure that carries over even more to your OnlyFans.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're still feature dancing. How is that after like the pandemic? Is it different? The same? Is there any kind of like things that kind of strayed you away from kind of going back as fully as hard as you did before?
So for me in the beginning, I wasn't going hard. And now I'm starting to go back little by little and feature dancing more and more. I was a bit scared because I was like, you know, what if I go here? What if I get COVID? And then I was like, you know what? I can't get scared because I got COVID twice. I actually got COVID twice and I didn't even know I had COVID. Like I had tested for COVID.
No symptoms or anything.
So I was like, you know what? I can't be scared. My immune is going to like build up and now I'm going back little by little. I'm doing about 2 a month.
Okay.
So, yeah, before I was doing, like, one every weekend.
And I'm sure the more you do it, the less scary it gets for me. Like, I mean, in my case, I would feel that way because before the pandemic happened, it was supposed to be my last year of dancing anyways.
Yeah.
And just doing other things. And then I felt like I never really had my goodbye. But at the same time, too, I don't know if I needed a goodbye because if it would have happened – I think maybe sometimes things just happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
But a lot of the reason to me thinking on it was like, do you go back and like, I'm so fan friendly. Like I'm very like hugging and we take, you know, they want to touch my ass obviously. So, you know, if you're nice about it, I'll let you touch it. Just don't grab it.
Exactly.
But you know, one of those things, it's where How do you go back to full on, like, you know, you don't know where these people have been. Like, you know, we've been in this whole masked up type of world. And not that I'm like the craziest germaphobe, but you start to think of those things a little bit different.
Absolutely.
And we're in a cash industry, which is crazy these days because you don't really see that in either. And it's dirty.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So for me, when I got back into it, I wasn't doing dances at all. No dances at all. Like I didn't want to get too close to people.
So you have boundaries of what's what you're doing there.
Absolutely. Boundaries is a must because it's like I said.
Not that we didn't have them before, but as far as like, again, what you're okay with in the, like having your fans, you know, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. The boundaries was a big thing. And like, I'm very hands-on bringing people on stage, you know, just going wild. And I kind of set a little bit of a boundary where I wasn't bringing anybody on stage. I was kind of distancing myself, not to the point where I'm not like, you know, up close and personal, but like I wasn't going full on throttle just because I was kind of scared. And that was my whole thing about it. So now little by little, I'm dancing more and more. Not like before though, not like every single weekend. I don't think I could do every single weekend. I'm not built for that anymore. I've done it for so many years. I think it's been like 10 years now I've been doing feature dancing.
Time flies when you're having fun. I definitely, you know, I miss it sometimes, but I don't miss certain things about it.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the travel, a lot of people don't realize that it's not as glamorous as some people try to make it be, you know, and not that I need all this glamour or anything like that. But it's just like what you have a different way of living sometimes. So now and then it's like, you know, sometimes I'm going to stay home with my dogs and
exactly.
You know, I like it, but I definitely kind of, you know, thinking about going back, some way and maybe, you know, popping up at Exotica and doing my twerk contest that I did for them for so long. Cause I like the hosting aspect.
Yeah.
I'm just not exactly sure yet, but are you doing any of those conventions or?
So I did Washington DC. I want to do Miami for sure.
Okay.
And Chicago. So for right now, Chicago and Miami, Exotica, yes. We'll see about the others, but when's the last Exotica you've gone to?
I don't even know. I mean, it's been
before the pandemic.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I used to go to all of them from the very beginning. That's why it's so weird not to have some kind of interaction.
Absolutely.
But again, still not knowing, you know, and now again, the world's opening back up so much more now, which is great. You know, and now it's all one of those things like in our lifetime, everyone's going to get COVID. You know, it's like, flu. You just have to, you know, everybody's.
Your body has
everybody
to get immune to
it. A little bit different than others, you know, in other pre-existing conditions, you know, it is real. You know, nobody's saying anything about that. It's just how you move and operate now differently. It's like the new normal of what's going on.
It's crazy with the COVID because I know people who actually have gotten into comas and gotten sick, and I've know people that passed away.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And then for others, not like for myself, I didn't feel anything at all. So, you know, COVID is it's a legit thing. It's real and it's out there, and it's all about your immune system, and you just have to take care of yourself, eat healthy. And for us on the road, it's really hard. Like, they don't understand. We go to bed so late. Mm-hmm. Our eating schedules are off. Sleeping schedules are off. And it's not as glamorous as you say.
For like, sure. And that's for me is what I realized taking that time, because everyone had to. I'm like, not that I wasn't healthy, but I definitely wasn't healthy. I didn't have a routine of what that healthy lifestyle was. And now I do. So I'm like, there are certain things I'm not willing to give up. Yeah. You know, and I love my podcast. So I love having people here like yourself and getting to know all of these things a little bit more. But, you know, I love that you're still out there and, you know, doing your show differently, but on your terms, which is great. You know, there needs to be more people like that to do that. So I'm happy that the fans are still getting big booties like yours.
Yeah, it's not as big as Alexis's, but it's still there. I'm petite with a big booty.
Can we see your big booty?
Oh, you want to see my big
booty? I want to see your big booty.
Let me get up.
Okay. It's been so long. I want to, you know, you're just like, I said, you're so petite and great in these all these little packages.
Should I take it down?
I mean, you can tease us. You don't have to always, you know, put I just, you know. But we love it. This is the After Dark. We never know what's going to happen here. I love that my big booty guests, you know, come here. There's sizes of big booties. So let's talk about, you know, you said you had your radio show. Yes. I did have a radio show on Vivid once upon a time.
I was on your show
booty.
Before.
Yes, Booty Talk. And it was crazy because I never knew at that time either that I wanted to do a show or anything like that. But I talk a lot. Everyone tells me in my comments I talk a lot, but it's what's great. It's just like I have a lot to say and I want to get that out of people as well. So how was your show, like the ending of it? Like why did they cancel? Did you did you always know you wanted a radio show? How did that happen for you?
So I did it for 6 years. They didn't cancel my show specific. They canceled the entire Vivid.
Oh, okay.
They sold Vivid.
Because I thought that they like moved to like somewhere.
They moved across the street. To a different studio.
Okay, I thought it was like a different state, but this is all like third, fourth party information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They moved across the street, but no, no, no. So then in October of last year, they canceled the entire Vivid. They sold the station and yeah, they took it off the air. So my show
had a good run.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. I enjoyed it.
What was
I
your
loved
premise
it.
Of your show?
Mine was just being Latina, just talking, like I'm really good at dirty talk. Okay. So for me.
So you love and you embrace the whole Latina vibe.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I love that. It's just like, you know, it's just in your blood. Can you give us some Latina dirty talk for us? Since you're such a, you know, I know you haven't had your show, but we're here at Private Talk.
Hola papi, ¿cómo está mi amorcito? Te quiero follar, mi amorcito. Te quiero besar. Te quiero tocar y besar.
She can go on for a long time, I'm sure. Yes. I know some of the things, but I don't know. But all of you out there, if you're not translating what she's saying right now, what is it that you're missing out?
If you're Latina, you know exactly what I'm saying.
You know, I have Latina in me, but I don't speak like fluent Spanish.
You're Puerto Rican too.
I'm Puerto Rican, yes. But I just... My parents, they just didn't talk it. Like, they would talk it when we weren't supposed to know what was going on. So, you know, like, if you speak slow, I can. But fast, no, can't understand it. It's a shame. I definitely probably should tap into that a little bit more.
My parents didn't speak Spanish. Well, they spoke it, but they didn't teach me. If it wasn't for my grandmother, she's the one that actually installed it in me. And she's like, you know, you're Latina, papi. And you have to know Spanish. It's in your culture. It's in your blood. And if you don't know Spanish, shame on you. So she's the one that taught me.
That's good, though. There's so many things, you know, to be bilingual is really, you know, it's great. Like, it gets a lot of things happening for you. A lot of things. How many times do you think in your lifetime you've had sex?
Oh, my God.
If you
this
had to
question.
Put a number on it.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe a couple hundred times.
Couple hundred times with all the porn scenes, well, all your personal life, because all the times from you started.
Before I got in the industry, I really didn't have a lot of sex. I had, like, my partners. And then in the industry, you know, there's always, like, the main dudes we shoot
with. We're
not
talking about people. We're talking about how many times.
Oh, how many times? Oh my
because
God!
When that, when
I can't even
when
say.
When you have a partner, you're fucking a lot.
You know are,
and then you like fucking. So yeah, hence why you got into porn later on. Great, but not people. Times.
Oh my gosh! Maybe
is there a ballpark?
I don't. Honestly, I can't even tell you. Like, what's yours? I can't, honestly, I mean, say if I have
you
my.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine. What are we playing?
Maybe over 1,000 times. I mean, because like you say, with your partner, you have sex a lot. So I can't really say. I really
Mine's
don't
definitely
know.
Mine's definitely more than 1,000. I don't know, you know what I mean? I thought about this question the other day, and I just thought it was really great to bring to the show.
Yeah, it's a good question, actually.
Especially because, you know, this is the After Dark episode, and we've done porn scenes, and that multiplies from a lot of people in the regular world out there who.
Yeah.
We know that we are having sex obviously more frequently. But again, sometimes it's still not multiple people. It's like a whole little small group.
Yeah.
Furthermore, but we're still fucking a lot.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I first started in the industry, I probably worked 6 days a week. Like, so I fucked 6 days out of that week and probably the seventh too, but it wasn't on film. Like, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But that's a lot. It adds up. And then I've had partners prior to. Before porn, and I fucked a lot. I would probably say mine. I'd have to say 500,000 range, like probably.
Okay, so then mine has to be up there as well, too. Like it
I'm
has to be up
sure.
there.
It's probably more. I'm being modest, but I'm like,
I don't know. Mine's is up there because I mean, I love
sex. I
fuck
sex. A lot. I mean, there's nothing wrong with fucking.
Absolutely,
it's
not.
Just sex. Like later on, like you know, I don't do scenes now, so it's like finding people to fuck that you actually like fucking. It's a little bit harder now.
Yeah. Are you not shooting for your OnlyFans?
I only do solo stuff for
okay,
my OnlyFans.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So gotcha. I haven't done anything with a man on there. I think there may have been a blowjob scene.
Yeah.
The lucky winner, Mr. Jules Jordan, me and Nikki Benz.
Nice.
Go and find that clip if you don't.
With Nikki Benz?
Already, yeah.
I shot with Nikki and Daisy Marie. It was like a threesome, her and I.
Nice.
Us three girls. And we shot like two scenes together for our OnlyFans. It was hot.
Awesome.
Super hot.
That. So what do you do on your OnlyFans? Everything?
So I do girl, three-way girl, blowjobs, boy, girl. I interact a lot, like a lot of sexting on there. That's about it on there. I mean, I do a lot of shooting on there. I haven't done like a GB on there, which is gangbang, DPs or any of that stuff, but I have.
Have you done those for other companies?
For, Elegant Angel.
Okay.
For my own, Nikki Delano, a feature movie. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I've done that. Yeah, my first GB was crazy.
I did that. Why was it crazy? Describe us why was your gangbang so crazy?
So for me, going into it, honestly, I was so nervous. Like, I was so, so nervous. And by far, I think that was my best scene ever. By far.
But nervous? Okay, let's talk about it.
Because, you know, when you do anal, you can't really be nervous.
And so I was, you were, oh, so they all fucked you in your ass?
Well, no, it was like DP, DP, mouth, hands, it's like a mixture of things.
I mean, I had a gangbang too, but I didn't have those. So, I mean, you act like it's like on the menu at McDonald's and I'm supposed to know these things. No, that's,
Yeah.
But did that mean the only one of the people on there or did they all?
No, not all. It was kind of crazy.
Because that would make me nervous.
Yeah, yeah. It
because
wasn't
because I know like before, like when I'm being in big scenes, I'd be like one of the other people and then they would be like, there'd be one or two people that would switch, say either doing the DNP or the anal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then other things would happen. But, you know, sometimes when you're doing those big scenes, sometimes girls will go all in and some girls like it. I'm not a big anal queen. Yeah. I like it when I'm really into it and I've done this, those scenes and I know, but to know that maybe five guys are going to do it, I'm maybe a little scared.
Yeah. My scene was with, Danny Mountain, Mr. Pete, John Strong, Marcus Dupree, and McBlue. And
all
so
great, all great.
All people. top performers. And they all know what they knew yours what they were
was
doing.
Way better than my gangbang. My gangbang, I couldn't even tell you their names.
They knew what they were doing, so they all, like...
They definitely knew what they were doing.
They all didn't partake, obviously, in anal. Like myself, I'm not an anal queen. Like you say, I have to be into it in order to do it. So for me, I have to be into it. I have to be willing and wanting to do it with the partner. Like, there's some performers I have no chemistry with, and it's like, oh, it's, like, kind of painful, honestly. I'm going to admit to it.
Do you still fake it and make it get done because you're a professional? Or, like,
I pick my talent now. Like, okay. I pick the talent who I want to shoot anal with. And if it's just, it's been a while since
I
shot anal.
I'm sure I know who was in your ass that scene.
We all know.
I don't know. I've never seen it. But if I just guess those people, I'm sure.
MD?
No, we would know. What's the quickest you've ever orgasmed?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, the quickest I've ever orgasmed, probably like in a minute.
A minute? Was it from yourself or other partner or?
From a partner.
Okay.
Yeah, from a partner.
What was
I'm blushing right now. I'm blushing. I don't know. This was like.
Why does that make you blush? How funny.
No.
We just talked about anal and gangbangs and I'm talking about your quickest orgasm.
Yeah. It's because it was before porn. It was more of an intimate thing.
Okay.
We shoot with the same performers over and over, but this is prior. I wasn't as experienced in, the sex world. And
so you were figuring out your orgasms, like how your body works. Like
absolutely.
So it's definitely memorable. So absolutely. You just had a flashback of like memory lane.
It was, I think I was 18 years old, 18 or 19 years old. I was in college and this particular person that I was with, we were always shooting with, condoms and but the first time we shot without it, we took our time and then.
What do you mean shot? You mean fucked?
Fucked. We fucked.
Oh, we're not in porn then, girl. We do not talk about this.
We had
hold
sex.
Hold on a minute. Were y'all trying to be in porno land when you're 18? I'm like, wait, I thought you said.
No, we had sex and when we took it off for the first time, it was more of an intimate thing for me. So it was the first time I kind of like, was
so
really.
It was the first raw dog situation?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really intimate. So for me, that was very, I love the intimacy part. Like, I love
the
shooting.
Emotional, like,
yeah,
connection.
The connection, the chemistry. Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The chemistry for me is everything. If there's no chemistry, it's just, it's cool. It's still fun. But chemistry for me, it really gets me going. It gets me orgasming.
It gives you another height of what an orgasm can reach. Like, you can always come.
Yeah.
But if you, like, really, really orgasm, I feel like, is a whole other, like, dimension of things.
Absolutely. Orgasming, if you can make me orgasm, I give it to you.
I give it.
Give it to you.
Is it hard to make you orgasm?
I'm not going to say.
That was a very, like,
okay. I would say 50-50. I would say 50-50. 50-50.
Explain to us, please.
Like, for me, like, my partners.
I want the truth!
You do want the truth. Don't give us a bullshit answer.
Like, my partners in real life, obviously, they can make me orgasm. Like, my partners in real life. Not every single time.
Is that a disclaimer?
But I think it's because the intimacy thing, the more of the chemistry thing. On camera, obviously, I've orgasmed. But in real life, like, everyone, when we shoot for like a company or for a movie, sometimes we're in some uncomfortable positions. And sometimes it's not as glamorous as it is. And it's kind of hard to orgasm. But like if you have chemistry with the person, then you might orgasm. And I've had, but I orgasm with my partners meaning off camera.
Basically, if I'm dating someone, sometimes work is work, and sometimes other days are better at work.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know,
like that. But for me, I had to get to a point where I mean, I like sex. Obviously, that's why I was an adult performer. But I also knew my body so well that if I was going to fuck on camera, then I was going to get mine. Like, yeah. It didn't matter who you were. And I'm sorry, that sounds horrible. But
I love it, though, the honesty.
For me, it's like the spank. And I'm so visually, I could turn myself, like, I don't need to, like, see something. I can, like, think about something to, like, make myself have dirty thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anything about what that person that I'm fucking, I can find something about you that's going to make me come.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. I'm getting mine. Like, why do it, though? It's like, you know, because at one point, you know, especially, like, when internet came around, it's like, let's take 1,000 pictures of the same fucking thing. And, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Great, I understand. Not really, but okay, the process of
our pretty girls, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it comes to a point where it's like, you feel like a robot. That I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to get mine. Like, yeah. I'm not just a fucking fuckhole. Like, and that's what it was, the whole thing. And that's kind of also, too, why I kind of exited. Left, right? That's, I don't know what the fuck is right, but whatever way you went, my way, yeah, I went that way.
Absolutely. That's why I shoot now mainly for my OnlyFans, because for me, I feel like I can orgasm. I can, like, pick who I want to shoot with and do what I want to do and just...
Just more creative control.
Absolutely. I feel like that creative control, it gives me... I mean, I can always picture something nasty and naughty and just... Fuck.
For sure.
But, like, I feel like picking the partner and picking the scenario and just, like, the gonzo. I feel like I love the gonzo. Gonzo for me
and
is fun.
And me as well. And, you know, and that's why for me... I have no bad anything to say about any company, especially because I had a really great career. I had nothing bad happen. I think it all really happened the way that I wanted to. And just, you know, life, you know, is why why I'm not doing things anymore. But I feel like the industry has just changed now. Like,
it's,
you know,
changed
so
a lot.
Therefore, because we didn't have those options, like an OnlyFans where we had the control, there was websites, but we still didn't know exactly what to do. You know, there's still, like, a lot of people, the middle people. So now it's like OnlyFans, it makes you our one-on-one access, where I feel like it gives us more content creator control, where you can be your own,
absolutely,
you know, director and not fail.
Absolutely.
Because it's like what your fans want to see of you. And who knows the best? We do.
We know our bodies. We know what turns us on. And for me, just being in control of the scene and knowing who I'm going to be fucking and what I'm going to be doing. And just, like you say, shooting on camera, like, you find anything in dirty. Like, for me, there's been times where I've had, like, partners that I've had massive chemistry with on camera. Like, whoa, I'm falling in love. But then there's times...
The ecstasy of the orgasm. Yes. Like, oh, wait, is this? Oh, no, I'm just dick drunk, girl.
Yeah.
Once you take a shower off, you realize this is not who you want to be with.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, what were they thinking?
Dick drunk, that's a thing.
It's really it is a thing. It is such a big thing. And it happens more, I feel like, when you first get into the industry. Like, for me, I started dating somebody in the industry when I first got in, and I felt like
that was in the industry.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say names, but, like, yeah, the dick drunk thing it's a real thing.
Girl,
it is a real thing.
I stayed married way too long because of good sex and, you know, things. I get it. You know, it's one of those things. That's why it's like, what is it really do I want? Do I like the dick, or do I like the dick and the things? Which you could have both, but at those times, you know, being 20-something, young, dumb, and full of cum, this takes a lot of precedence.
Yes, mommy.
You're like, everything else will happen. No, it doesn't. You know, when it's grown up, you can get, you know, all the things.
And yes.
It just makes it that much more healthier orgasms.
I agree. I feel like the older you are, you know your body a lot more. And I feel like being in porn, I know my body, and I know what I love and what I don't like. So for getting a porn, like in the beginning, I was just like going with the flow. And then I learned so many different positions. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Like pile driver. Yeah.
That's the worst one.
I'm so tiny.
Girl, I don't do that one. You like doing that?
I'm tiny. I love it.
Does that mean you love it?
I love it. I mean, I'm little.
I've done it one time. It was because Naughty America was like, a fan told you, you have to do this. I'm like, okay, shout out. Get me out of this. I'm too big of a girl. Like, I don't think that it just... And it's, like, weird to get in that situation. Like, you could be flipped around in that situation. Like, I see where it's sexy. Me, nobody's flipping me around. I mean, I have been flipped around. But
I'm a spinner, technically. I mean, I have a big butt. But I'm 5 feet. I'm tiny still. So they can just flip me around, throw me around in the air.
I just think if I'm bigger, stronger man, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
you probably. But you know your positions. You know what you love. So
Yeah. For sure. I think it's definitely the angles too. Like my my vagina definitely doesn't really care for that angle. I don't think I've ever came to that. I never gave it a try. You know, maybe
you probably need to try it again. Doggy's good too. Doggy's good.
I do like it. It's not my favorite, but I do definitely.
What's your favorite? Like, what's your absolute favorite?
You know, it goes between like a whole like, you know, boring enough mission like cowgirl.
I was gonna say missionary because you know,
or even like a side mish type thing. I'm really into like the closeness, but getting like, you know, still holding out. I'm like doing motions, you know, if you wouldn't know what that feels like. But yeah, but I definitely like to be bent over. It's just a time and place thing, but it's not my favorite go to. But I feel like because of my ass is so big, they want to see it and take it for a ride. So I'm like, fine, have your fun back there. Yeah, I'll be back here when you're ready to come talk to me.
I love that. It's sexy.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
A friend's sibling. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Nope.
What is your worst hookup horror story?
Worst hookup horror story. Okay, we were having anal sex, and his dick was very small. Like, I feel like when I do
this is not the story direction I would thought it was going. This was not what it was going.
Yeah, no, I feel like, okay, for anal sex, your butt can open up more than vag, because, you know, you have your pelvis and everything.
But it's also if you're really into them.
Yeah, true. But this was a horror story. His dick wasn't as big, and it felt like he was poking me with a knife. And
fucked him prior to? Did you know what his dick looked like?
No.
So you just went like spontaneous.
This is on camera.
Oh, okay,
on camera.
Okay.
You mean off camera?
Yeah.
Off camera. Okay.
I'm like, what? I'm like, how did you not?
I don't know. Let's see. Okay.
You do not seem this person who's like in a one night stand. Yes, stick it in my ass, sir. No.
Okay. Let's see. Probably my worst fuck would probably be with a guy that I thought his dick was going to be bigger. He was a bodybuilder. And this was before porn. Okay. And when it came down to it, his dick was tiny as fuck. He just wanted to eat my pussy the entire time. And I was like, why does he want to eat my pussy so much?
But you hadn't seen his dick yet.
I hadn't seen his dick yet. So when we had sex for the first time.
At least he was good at it. Well, was he good at it?
He was okay. But the fact that his dick was so tiny, I was expecting a little bigger, you know? It was pretty itty bitty.
But I mean, people who are like in this case, usually are good pussy eaters because they have to have one or the other. Like, you can't have a...
It wasn't okay. His pussy eating was, I'm gonna give it a 5.
That's horrible.
I'm gonna give it a 5. That's so horrible. It wasn't the best.
That wasn't horrible. I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, most guys aren't really great pussy eaters.
Yeah,
like, it's really hard to find some good ones. And when you do, you just gotta keep, they stay around. That's why I married one.
Yeah. So when you eat pussy, you have to play with the clit. Like, some guys just go for the hole. You have to
stay. Because they don't know what the anatomy is. They don't know what any of that means. Because honestly, I attested to, because a lot of people, unfortunately, they don't communicate.
Absolutely.
They don't say anything. It's like, you're okay to fuck this person, but you won't talk to them. I'm like, you're inside of me. Let's talk about it. Not to have a whole full-on fucking conversation.
Communication is key.
But if I don't like something, I'm not going to keep you doing it. Like, but I also don't like to, like, direct either. Because I feel like people are like, you know, they get the whole, like, they're like, what can I do? I'm like, I'm not here to tell you what to do. If you can't fuck me and make me, like, do this, this is your trial.
Absolutely. This is one-time thing. If you're not going to be good at it, after that, I'd never have sex with that guy again. And I liked him.
How could you?
Yeah,
you
really I liked him.
Because, I mean, if sex is important. It's not everything, but it is important. And, you know, what are you going to do with that?
I feel like sex is very important in a relationship. If it's not good, if it's not great, I feel like then it's a huge factor. It's a huge factor for me.
So you're a big dirty talker. You have the whole radio show. You have all this like sexy talking to us earlier on Truth with Toxis. But do you really do that in your personal life?
I do talk dirty. So I can't help it. I just can't help it, honestly.
So porn didn't make you be dirty. You were already a dirty talker.
I was already a dirty talker.
Nasty, I like the octave dirty talker. Of your voice.
Always a dirty talker. For me, I just spit it out.
Do you like your partner to dirty talk back, or do you just like to talk?
honestly, if the partner's into dirty talk, they can talk dirty. If they're not into it, they don't have to talk dirty. As long as I feel like I'm achieving what I want, like it just comes out. Like it just, it's a natural thing for me during sex. So they cannot, you know, for me,
has anyone ever told you to shut up?
maybe one or two times, like, oh, you're talking too much. Slow down. I'm like,
no, thank you, sir. I like to talk. Fuck you.
I have high energy during sex. Like, I have high energy.
Really? So. I would never believe that, girl. I think you have high energy in life, which is great. You gotta keep it up. What's your biggest turn off in bed?
My biggest turn off in bed would be bad hygiene. Bad hygiene. You have to have good hygiene in bed, honestly. Like, for me, you have to have good hygiene and smell good. And, you know, I think that's a goal for everyone.
Have you ever been rejected for sex yourself?
I'm gonna say no. Honestly, I don't think I have. I've never been rejected for sex. No, never.
So like you've ever tried hooking up with somebody? You've always 100%.
I can feel the body language. I can read body language. I can read someone's aura.
So you wouldn't even like go that other level if you didn't feel that it was already like in the bag.
Absolutely. Kind of thing. Absolutely.
Weirdest place you've ever masturbated?
The weirdest place I've ever masturbated. Oh my God. Probably Runyon Canyon.
Just like on a hike and you had to take a pit stop? Or was this for your OnlyFans?
It was for my OnlyFans, yeah. Oh my God, I'm sweaty, guys. It's funny. I'm like dying up here. No, it was hilarious. It was for my OnlyFans. Hi, Benzino. This is my little dog. They probably can't see him because he's so low down there.
It's okay. Doggies are always welcome.
But probably Runyon Canyon. At the movies.
Like, did anybody like...
On a plane.
Okay.
I'm just going with it.
You masturbate on a plane?
Yeah. Now?
Was this for like...
No, this is for myself because I was just...
Fuck you, bitch. This is, I gotta go.
I think I was on a plane and I was just masturbating for like 3 hours straight. Like now with COVID...
What do you mean?
There's nobody
like
in the middle.
Fingering yourself?
No, like playing with like, my clit. Like okay. I would pull like a coat and stuff and just like... I'm just trying to be quiet.
How many times?
I don't know, but a lot.
A lot. How long was this flight, Nikki?
It was from the East to the West Coast.
Where was your dog?
He wasn't with me. He was.
You're like,
hi, Papa.
He was like, he was fast asleep. He didn't give a fuck what mommy was doing. I was two wines in and I was in my jacket.
Yeah.
Having a great time.
Come here, Papa. Oh, look, he's sitting on your foot. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. It's just too funny.
Let's see. Making out or cuddling?
Making out or cuddling? I'm a big cuddler. I love to kiss too. Kissing is great. But you know what? Cuddling for me, with my partner, I love to cuddle. Like, I'm a big cuddler. And I like kissing too. Fuck.
You like being
can
like
I just do both?
Big spoon, little spoon?
What do you mean? Big spoon, little spoon.
Are you big spooning your partner when you cuddle at night?
I like to be like my head on top of their chest, you know, kind of like I like to sleep like pretty much all night on their chest.
So you're definitely your big spoon.
I'm a big spooner.
I mean, I would imagine you're a very tiny lady, like, you know, your little Polly Pocket. And yeah. You know, it seems like you like bigger partners.
I love the Polly Pocket thing in school, like I'm little Polly Pocket because I've always been the shortest one, always in front of the class.
I'm glad that you know that reference because I mean, I'm getting older these days.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are like, what? I used to love Polly Pocket.
I don't want to reveal my age. What year were you born?
I was 85. I don't care.
I'm 86.
Okay. I'm 86. I'm 36 years young. I'm like, fine. I get better with time.
I feel like, yeah. With age, everything gets better.
For sure. I definitely feel better. I mean,
come here, munchkin.
If I wish I had like, you know.
He loves you. He loves you. He's like, play with me.
We have a guest host, a co-host. I've never had one here at Private Talk After Dark, but sometimes, you know, we're going to just do it. Shower sex or car sex?
Shower sex for sure. And car sex. Fuck.
Why for okay. sure? Because some people definitely don't like the water friction. Not
I
always.
Like, okay, I mean, shower sex, I mean.
I like to start, but I like to finish.
In the car, it's like, it's kind of like you can give roadhead and then you can fuck. Like, it's kind of like a spontaneous thing. And then in the shower, it's like after sex, you're going to fuck again. Like you're going to put one leg up and then you're going to fuck in the shower.
Tell us, Nikki. So, how are you going to do it?
Yes. I feel like it's the car. I like both, honestly. But for the car, it's more spontaneous. Okay. More spontaneous. The shower, I feel like that's most people, like they kind of after sex, if they're really into each other and if they're partners, they're going to fuck in the shower regardless. But
you know. Regardless, save water. You know? What would you say is your most embarrassing sexual experience?
Embarrassing. Didn't we talk about this one? Embarrassing. I think probably biting a dick. You accidentally.
You bit it? Why did you bite?
I think I was going so hard on the dick and spitting on the dick that, you know,
Spit it on the dick.
I think I was hungry. I think I was hungry or something. Oh my God. I was like, fuck, it's time to eat.
Was this in your personal life or your...
Personal life.
Oh,
personal
yeah. You're life. Like, yeah, girl. I was...
yeah, personal life. Oh my goodness. I'm sweating over here because I'm laughing so fucking much. I love it. You're awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're like, I was hungry. You're like, see, this is what happens. You don't feed me, you know?
You got to feed me and you got to fuck me right. That's the two favorite things, especially a woman. You have to feed your man and you got to fuck your man right because that's when you know he'll stay.
Baby. Who was your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush would be probably Ricky Martin.
Were you masturbating to Ricky Martin?
And I love Maluma. Yes, I was. Fuck yes. Maluma is my ultimate Colombian crush.
Have you been to his concert?
I haven't been to his concert, no. But I've seen it on TV. I've seen it, you know, on our phones. But I mean, Instagram. I saw it on Instagram. Ooh.
Maluma. Dinner date or movie date?
Probably a dinner date because you could talk to your partner. I feel like the movie, it's more like you're just watching, you're kind of snuggling and cuddling, like, you know, side by side, kissing. But I like to talk. I want to talk to my partner. I want to get to know them. So I feel like the first date should be a dinner date, get to know them better. And then the second date could be, you know, a movie date.
You don't like to pick. You like to have both.
I know. I can never pick. I want to have
but
all
But I
of
love it.
It.
You know, why limit yourself? You shouldn't limit yourself.
Absolutely.
I like that you have explanations for them both, though, and reasons of which is going first, because I am the same. I had somebody try to take me on a date, and it was a movie date, and I just hated it.
Really?
Because I can't talk to the person. Yeah. I had, he like, and I'm very old school, so it's like, I wanted to be like picked up. No, nothing like that. It was like
meet him there.
Yeah. I drove in traffic. It was a lot of red flags. And I was just like, why am I doing this? But at the time, I was also like, you know what? This is a practice thing, whatever. Let's figure this out. But I also committed to myself that I was going on an adventure.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was be good or bad, but I was like, you know what? I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
It was an experience. I did have a great time. Horrible date.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. You know what I'm saying?
You just reminded me of something.
But I learned a lot of lessons that day. I learned that when, you know, you have a gut feeling of something and it doesn't, you know, you should speak up more.
You reminded me about something about a date at the movies. Remember, I went on a date. This was a lot younger. And he made me pay for my ticket. So I sat down and I was like, I have to go to the restroom. Took my purse and got up and I left. I was like, that was like, a red flag for me.
Yeah.
I mean.
But good for you knowing early on.
Yeah. I was like, what? It's a date and then I'm paying from the date. Okay. It's okay. It's the 20th century. It's a different era. But back then I'm like, you know, even then and now, like, I feel like it's still old school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I liked the quirky part. And I know, like, for me, it's like, I'm not settling.
Yeah.
And dating's really hard here in LA. And
it is.
Or just in general.
Yeah.
But I also, too, is like, I have standards.
I agree,
I'm
girl.
I'm not going to, like, you know, and the dating thing is really, like, they don't try. And it's like, for me, it's like, I will try your way. But I also, too, if it's like lack of, I'm like, I have to go. Yeah. I could take myself on a better date and be like just fine.
That's why I started early. Like, that's why I knew from the get-go, from the beginning, that I knew my standards. And when that first date, I was like, I think I was 17. I knew from 17 when I went on a first date.
Like, gotta go. Sorry.
I didn't even tell him. I'm going to the restroom. And I never came back. And he's texting me and all that. Yeah, so. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, you're probably watching my porno.
Right?
What's the wildest place you've ever had sex?
Wildest place I've ever had sex.
You've masturbated a lot of places, but have you actually had sex like in crazy places?
Probably. I've had sex in many places. The wildest place, probably in a movie theater, in the back of a theater, a couple times.
Personal life,
and also I've actually like, given a blowjob. For my OnlyFans. But I kind of did it when it... The OnlyFans thing... Yeah, I did it.
Never mind.
But I did it there, yeah.
Never got caught. How would you describe what an orgasm feels like?
it's like your body's tingling and all your senses are just coming together. And it's like you're just basically, you're climaxing. Like, you know you're climaxing. It's like, like your body's just moving. Like, you know, your body's just like telling you, like, You can feel it.
My
you can feel
telling
it.
Telling me no,
and my body's telling me yes.
I know he's singing things I've said in this episode, but I hope you love it.
Yeah.
Choked or spanked?
Probably spanked.
Favorite part of your body?
Favorite part of my body would probably be my legs. You can't see them now because I have these gigantic pants on. Probably my legs.
Though, I like them.
I used to be a gymnast, so like for me, I take pride. I used to have really thin legs, and then I worked out really hard and just build up muscle. And I feel like for me, my legs are my favorite part.
So, do you have is fit, like working out a part of your like daily routine?
Yes, working out, eating healthy, trying to like maintain the body figure, and just, you know, a healthy lifestyle.
Nice.
And keeping in shape because you want to look good on camera and off camera, of course, too.
Handcuffs or blindfolded?
Probably handcuffs because I'm kind of a control freak. I feel like the blindfolds would kind of scare me. I would still do it, but the handcuffs. But you can at least you can see what's going on. At least you can see. I feel like the blindfold, you could throw me off of a cliff and just be like, "We're gonna fuck you, throw me off a cliff." But I feel like the control freak comes out because the Latina in me, the blindfold, it kind of scares me. But I would still do it. But if I had to choose, I'd pick handcuffs.
Have you ever been walked in on while having sex?
Masturbating, yes.
Did you stop or keep going?
I stopped.
Were you embarrassed?
I was embarrassed. Yes, I was really embarrassed. But yeah. Now I'm not.
Now you're not.
I can't help it.
Sex playlist.
I was actually listening to the car to like some Marvin Gaye. It's like some old school, but like I like Latin music, like say Maluma, Feliz en los Cuatro.
I like when we talk about anything.
It's like sexy. Polygamy.
You like your octave and your voice changes. It's like phone sex operator voice.
I can't help it though. Maluma, like this is favorite song of mine in the bedroom. It's called Feliz en los Cuatro. It's kind of like a polygamy song. Basically, like, you know, I have my boyfriend, he has his girlfriend, and we all have our partners and we all share intermingle. Basically.
Is that how your life works?
No, it's not like that. But I love the song though. It's so sexy. It's so intimate. It's just like, it's a very sexual.
It speaks to you.
It speaks to me, yeah.
Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Let me see. Probably. Yeah. I'm not going to say who, but I've slid into some DMs before. Absolutely. No one can lie about that.
Have they answered back?
Of course. Of course.
Describe sex life with a song title.
Sex life with a song title. I'm thinking there's so many. You pick one first. Let me see. I'm thinking. Dun,
dun, dun. Oh, you want this? Here we go. Dun, dun.
Jeopardy!
Hey, yeah. A Truth with Texas. You never know what's going to happen here at After Dark. I hope you're enjoying this episode with Nikki Delano. I know I am getting to know her a little bit more intimately, which I love your honesty. I hope you're having fun because we're not to the even more like, you know, Truth with Texas. This is just the warm-up.
Oh, is it the warm-up?
This is the warm-up. I've already made you sweat, made you laugh.
Yes, you made me laugh a lot. I love it.
All those things. So can you give me that title or do you want to?
I think I'm gonna pass on this one.
Okay, I'll let you do that since you've answered all of them.
Okay, good.
Are you one of those people who like to dress up in the bedroom? Do you like just naked lingerie? Which are you doing?
For me, probably naked. Just get naked. Just fuck it. Just take off all the clothes and just go for it.
Just go for it. All right. Yeah. Well, I think that's a great warm-up. I think we're going to take a little bit of a break,
okay,
and then we're going to play Truth with Texas. We're going to let you, you know, reset a little bit. You'll get more comfortable. And we're going to play Truth with Texas.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, Private Talk, we are back, and we are with Nikki Delano, still on our couch with Private Talk After Dark. We're about to get to Truth with Texas, my favorite game. We've got 4 cards here. They're each aces. Each suit is a different type of question. We're going to get a little bit more naughtier because I know you are a naughty, naughty girl. So what is the first ace going to be, Miss Missy?
I'm excited. Okay. I want that one.
Pick it for me.
Pick it. Okay. There we go.
All right. Ace of You can show it to me. I won't bite. Clubs. Club is a kinky question, which, you know, we're all a little kinky here. What is your favorite time of day to have sex? Are you a morning, afternoon, nighttime kind of girl?
I think probably morning sex for me. I love morning sex. Just wake up and just
wake up horny and ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go. I mean, I could do, I love nighttime too, but more probably morning sex for morning me. Sex? It's yeah. How about you?
Me? I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to get sex these days. So I don't really, I'll take it when I can. But
yeah.
If
you have
the,
to pick.
On the regular,
yeah.
If I was having sex, I would probably say, I like morning sex too. I like to start my day off, but then
with that orgasm, yeah,
because you know it's like you're ready to go. But I also sometimes, by achieving my own orgasm, masturbating in the morning, I will not, because then I will feel like I'm not as productive.
True.
So
I can go both ways.
So I'll wait at night. So it just really depends. So I was like, I don't really have like that. I don't have the constant D to really give you that answer. It's been a while, girl. You know, I'll get back to you with that answer. Bondage, yes or no? Are you into it in your personal life? Do you just leave it for the sets?
Definitely into bondage. Yeah, definitely into bondage. I love to be in control. I could be sub too, but I prefer more of the dominance. So I like to dress up in latex.
So what's
and
in tell, your drawer?
Whips, chains, latex,
say your
leather.
Name. Okay,
girl,
Nikki.
Everything is in there. Ball gags, blindfolds,
okay,
yeah, handcuffs. You name it, it's in there.
I like that. I definitely don't have those things in my drawer. I love that you, I don't think any man that I've ever been with would ever let me put a ball gag on him. Maybe I'm, I don't know.
The sub ones, more of the one that.
But is that your, is that what you like?
I mean, if the guy's into it, I'm down for it. I'm down for it.
Okay.
Definitely down for it.
Let's see. Most number of times you've had sex in one day. We talked about overall, but what about one day?
Probably one day. Maybe 10 times. 10 times probably in a
10
day.
10 times?
I think that's about a
that
good number.
One partner or
one
multiple?
Partner. One partner.
Okay. 10 times is a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
Like a lot of numbers.
Probably, yeah. Probably in a full day. Say if we're just like at home and not going anywhere, even into the nighttime, you know, not like back to back to back, but like, say like in a full day, probably a 10.
24 hour period.
Yeah. Yeah. In a 24 hour period.
What type of porn turns you on?
What type of porn turns me on?
Do you even watch porn?
Yes. Girl, strap on porn. Okay. I don't know what it is about it, but I just like another girl fucking another girl. It's just something about it. It's just so beautiful and sexy and artsy and just, I don't know, that turns me on. I love girl strap-on porn.
Hey, I like it.
It's you know, I do it a lot too. I do strap-ons with girls, but that turns me on.
It's important to do what turns you on.
Yeah.
Go to our OnlyFans, check it out.
Absolutely.
All right, next card.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
A ace of...
hearts.
Romantic.
Ooh.
Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Oh, yes. I'm such a romantic. I'm all about the lovey-dovey stuff, the kissing, the hugging, the holding hand. You know, some people are not into the PDA. I love the PDA. Like, if you're not showing me PDA, are you really
you're
into me?
That.
Yeah. Like, you need
you're
to
like,
show
hello,
me the PDA.
All of this here, and you need to love on me.
Yeah, and if you're not loving on me, I'm just on to the next. I'm just kidding. No, but
hey,
for
but
me,
if that's your boundary.
No, no, no.
Standard,
that's my standard.
You need it.
Absolutely. Like for me, I'm romantic.
So
I'm a hopeless romantic.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a partner?
Okay, I've done a bunch of romantic things in the past. I've done like a kind of like a trivia thing where they have to guess something and then they go on to the next place. And
okay,
I've also
got a little scavenger hunt,
kind of like a scavenger hunt, yeah, or like a movie trivia thing. I've also done like gifts, like in a box, and it'll be like in a little box, and like you open up that box, and like you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like the whole. It'll be a little thing in there, but it's something very meaningful about the you know about the thing that I love about that person. You know, like
okay.
I'm
so you're
very
thoughtful.
Yes, very thoughtful.
Well, let's see. Have you ever had sex on a beach?
I've had sex with a woman on the beach. I've never had actual guy-girl sex on a beach. I've heard it's painful because the sand
gets everywhere.
Yes. People say that that's a very, like, sexy date. And I honestly, like, you know, honestly, I don't think it's a sexy date because the sand, if it gets in there, it's
like,
going
to
why
bring sand to the beach, baby? Let's do it at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's fuck in the car and then we'll go to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sleep naked or with clothes on?
Probably sleep naked.
What is a secret sexual fantasy that you have?
Secret sexual fantasy.
Do you have any, or do you just
secret sexual fantasy that I have? When a guy just takes control of me and just like basically just talks dirty to me, just told me what to do, and just manhandles me. That for me turns me on a lot.
You like to be told what to do.
Yeah. By man. And I feel like with the women, it's a little different. I feel like I love to be in control when I'm having sex with a woman.
Now, do you have sex with women in your personal life?
I do.
I like it. Okay. All right. How old were you the first time you had sex?
16.
16.
How about you?
I think it was 16 going to 17 or maybe, so like maybe it was like the summer. No, maybe it had to be like 17, like just turning 17.
It's my first boyfriend. It was my first boyfriend.
Mine was definitely not nothing like that. It was it was not a fun time. Not that it was, well, it wasn't a fun time. It really, I don't even know if you really, really count that.
Yeah.
But you know, this is about you, not me. But yes, it was like, oh, everybody's doing it. Why not? Let's try it. And then everybody was like walking in this lake house. It was a summertime. We were all just stupid kids.
Everybody was like, let's just try it.
Not everybody, no. Me and like this boy that I like was my friend that we like liked each other.
Yeah.
We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were like, so we went off into a room by ourselves to try it, and then people got wind of where we were, and so they're like knocking, what are you doing, and then we're like, leave us alone. So like it kind of happened, but you like didn't really happen.
Yeah,
like quote unquote, that would be the typical first time.
Did it he actually put it in though?
He tried. I don't think anything really happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think for him, he would probably call it more his first attempt, but that was my first sexual experience.
Yeah. For a woman, I think it's a lot. It's a lot more
but
intimate.
But it was definitely not intimate like that at all. And no? It wasn't intended because I was just like, I didn't really know what it meant. Like nobody talked to me about it. Nobody like, I didn't know what it, like not that I didn't know what sex was, but yeah. I didn't know that you need to like love someone or like have... Yeah. Like somebody, like we were just literally like experimenting like kids kind of thing. So it was like one of those things. Until later on did obviously that change a little bit, but
and then you knew what's the deal.
Then you really
then
know
you know
what
like
is.
Oh my god,
do we
sex
really
is amazing.
Ever know what it is? What is your biggest turn on?
My biggest turn on is kissing.
Kissing.
Kissing. Yeah.
You talk to me, so you're very intimate. You like all the
kissing.
Like foreplay.
I like the touching, the kissing, when a man kisses me. And if he can kiss me well, that for me, that'll get me wet instantly. If you can't kiss, like, yeah.
So if you're kissing someone and you don't get wet, will you still fuck them?
Probably not. Probably not. If I'm not wet, no, I think I'll pass on that.
So it has to be a wetness test.
Yeah.
You give it at least
you have to kiss me right. You have to know how to kiss. I feel like the kissing, you have to have it down packed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely into kissing, but definitely there's a lot of bad kissers in porn.
Yeah, there
I'm just
is.
Like, please, just let's do doggy.
Yeah. Okay, in my personal life, I won't fuck you if you kiss me bad. I won't. But on camera, I have. So that is, it's a different thing.
Well, you don't
thing.
Really, you it's really a, can't say, hey, yeah, why yeah. won't you fuck him? Because he can't kiss good. They're like, yeah. Well, is his dick hard? Yeah. Okay, then shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Basically.
But in my own personal life, you know, obviously I have
respectfully,
standards.
Hashtag.
Absolutely. Respectfully. So, absolutely.
You know, nowadays, you know, you may not be able to say that, but that is the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth, though. On camera, you'd be like, director, I'm sorry, I can't have sex with him because, you know.
But in the end of the day, I could have still told you or told anybody like, hey, I don't like the way you look, or I don't like the way your eyebrows are. I don't like the way your dick is. I don't like the way your color, your hair, whatever. You could say no. Obviously, you do have a choice.
Yeah.
But for a reason of saying kissing, it's like.
Yeah. You're like, really okay. Keep your mouth closed. No kiss.
Sorry. That's why you just like, you know, always do. You have a booty. You're just like, yeah, no. Let's
just love on the booty. Just love on that booty.
Let's do this way.
Yeah.
Dude,
kiss the booty.
All right, next card.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, let's see.
Yeah. Ace of diamonds. All right, so it's a spicy question. Longest you've ever gone without sex?
Probably 8 months.
8 months.
8 months, yeah.
Hitachi or dildo?
Hitachi.
Ever been to a swingers club?
I've been. to a swingers club before. I've been to one before. I've never partaked in the swingering.
Why'd you act like you were going to cry? And you're like, I have been there. I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. No.
I've actually been
to one too.
But I've never partaked in it. I wanted to experience it and see it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually experience it, but I got to see what it was about. So it's cool.
Did you find out what it was about?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun. I looked. I'm a voyeur.
Did you masturbate in the corner?
Yeah, no, I didn't get to
masturbate. Did you touch yourself?
I was getting wet, maybe, yeah, but yeah, it was pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
It depends on where you go. I've definitely been to swingers clubs only because I've not for my personal reasons, but I did host a lot of things back in the day.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband partaked in a lot of things, like when we would host whatever. So it was like a group activities, not as far as fucking by any means, yeah, but like hosting. So he was always like a crowd participant, getting people to do a lot of crazy things.
That's cool.
I mean, to each his own. I don't think it's not cool. It's not my thing, but you understand and you see why people like things. It's because they're just exploring and in a safe place, in a sense, like, because you know, they're adult stars, so they knew what they were doing and absolutely, you know, all this stuff like that. But it's definitely cool to see the difference of what people like. For me, I minored in sociology, so it's really big on how people are in their surroundings. And like some of the ones that we went over, like different states, were just different playgrounds, and it's cool to see the fetish side,
absolutely,
of why and how these people really like those things. And that's what I more get off to, not the actual act of what they're doing. I think like it's just because they're more into what they really like and they're being unapologetically themselves,
yeah,
a sexual deviant however they want to, which is like, go have fun, you know what I mean? Like I could definitely be in that environment. For me, it's like, again, I'm not partaking, but I respect it.
You mentioned sociology. I have a degree in forensic psychology. So for me, like I mentioned, like I'm good at body language. I'm good at reading people. Like for me, like I have a BA in forensic psychology. And so for me, like I have to read you to know you, to want you, to lust you. And for me, like I feel like the psychology aspect of it, it's a huge factor too, as far as with sex with me. Like I have to be in it mentally too.
Yeah, you have to be sexually stimulated. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's more like mind fucked, like it's really a thing, you know, yeah. Whereas people, it's like yes, we can physically fuck, but like
you have to mind fuck me as well. It has to be on both levels. It has to be mind fucking and physically.
I think women in the industry that we've been in though, and how you evolve, that's just kind of where I feel like the right proper evolution should go, is because it's like, again, with me, it's like, I always compare, it's like we're sexual athletes, you know what I mean? It's not, I don't love these people, I don't like these people, whatever. I did a job, we had fun doing it, and I enjoyed doing it. But when I went, you know, you have feelings for outside people that I chose to fuck, not because absolutely, I went to work to fuck. So it's a different kind of thing. So it's, you need to be stimulated different ways.
Absolutely.
The parts are still there, but you still got to talk to me. That's why you like the dirty talk. Then, you know, for me, I feel like I never dirty talked before in my personal life. But being in porn, it developed my dirty talk really when I went overseas and I worked for babe stations where it was the phone sex basically, but it was on television.
I did it too.
TV or I forget what it was.
I think it's Studio 666
is what it turned into. Yeah. So, so that made my dirty talking a lot better. And I got to really like it because it was already like I had the visuals in my head, but now it gave me like a direction to what to say. But I didn't know the language, I guess. So it put me into that world of knowing the acts that I was doing, but actually verbalizing it, which was cool to like actually kind of see the consumer, even though some days were a little scary and some days they got really drunk and said fucked up things. But it was definitely entertaining. Like I'm a people, I like to people watch. I like to, again, the
it's fun to people watch. You can see
aspect of like people just in general.
Yeah, like I love people watching too. Like people going on their first dates. I could tell when they're going on their first date because they're so pretty shy. You know, they don't really know what to say.
First dates are hard, man.
Yeah.
You
can see when someone's going on their first date. You could tell, kind of.
I've been a victim of a couple, you know? That's funny. All right, last card is... Okay. Ace of Spades, which is our favorite one here at the Private Talk. It's the naughty one, but we've all been a little naughty here.
And we are naughty. If you're not naughty, why are you here?
After dark, we're always naughty.
Yeah.
Do you like to eat ass?
Do I like to eat ass?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you a man ass eater? Do you like your own ass eaten?
European men that I fucked, they love for me to eat their asses. Like, it's a big thing. I feel like American men are not into it. If you're into it, I'm going to do it. If you're into it, I'm down to do it. But if you're not into it, I wouldn't do it. But
so you're a team player.
I'm a team player.
If your partner likes it, you're all about it. Yeah. But if not, you're like the body language, you're like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
because some men are really vocal too.
Yeah, some guys like, will be like, don't
ever touch me,
don't go back there. Yeah, definitely.
You're like, why, what's back there?
And yeah, they're like, don't go back there, don't, you know, don't lick my ass. They're not into that thing, you know. All right. You know, if they're into it, I'm down for it. So
lube or spit?
Spit for sure.
Spit or swallow?
Probably spit.
Doggy or missionary?
Doggy. Doggy, definitely doggy.
Does it deep side, and, yeah. Does size matter?
Size does not matter. To an extent. Like average is cool. Average is cool.
What's average to you?
Average to me could be like a 5 or 6 inches. That's okay. That's yeah, for me it's cool. Sometimes bigger is not
for
always
me it's cool. 5, 6.
Bigger is not always better. Because sometimes, you know, it kind of, it's, it all depends. Like, if it's too skinny, it might poke you. If it's too thick, it might stretch you out. And it might hurt. But, fuck, like I said, you have to be super wet to enjoy it. So, for me, size doesn't matter. If you're, like, a 2-inch, I'm going to fucking cuckold you and make you my little bitch. But other than that, you know, just have fun.
Do they come for you when they make you your little bitch?
I've actually made little guys come before. Yeah, my little cucks.
I've made little guys come before.
Not vaginally, but just, but talking dirty, just making them like talk, making them my little bitches.
That gives me flashbacks.
I'm
like,
it's giving me flashbacks from the past.
Gave me
definitely
a flashback of a time that there was this time that there used to be, you know, hand job scenes.
Yeah.
You know, which who even does that? And who even who does that? But there was a time, but it was a thing. It was a hand job scene. There was like 3 or 4 of us girls. I don't even remember the girls. But the guy, like I remember who the director was, asshole for doing this. But whatever, they got these people from Craigslist, but you don't know it's better, right? But you're jerking them off, right? It was the smallest penis I'd ever seen in my life.
How big was it?
Like it was just the cap, like the head, like it was just.
Did he actually come though?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the why you when you're like saying that, I was like, yes, like he came, but it's soft, like.
And he was soft and came?
Because I don't think you could get hard. Like, it was not big enough to be hard. I mean, maybe.
I guess. Who knows?
But it was just... But it was... I can't.
I love it.
I just remember being like this, like, purposely. Like, you couldn't do anything else. You'd hide it. Like, it was just like...
Was he, like, confident?
And there's 4 girls.
Was he confident about his penis?
I don't even remember any of that because I just could not... stop that this man who had a dick that looked like that. Yeah. I was like, he had to have confidence to go into a place that gave him like whatever, whatever mean. But I wasn't even thinking about him. I was like, what have I done with my life?
Yeah, I think after maybe
why am I here giving this guy who doesn't have a dick a hand job with 4
hand
other
job
bitches
scene.
And I don't know what I'm doing, but I still stuck it in there, guys. And like,
I love it. That's so funny. Like you mentioned, we don't really do hand job scenes. That's not even a thing. I think I've done maybe one. I don't even know who.
What year did you start?
I started in 2011.
Are you singing for us?
2011. I'm thinking, I'm like, fuck, when did I start? Yeah, 11 years ago.
Do you think and sing? Are you a singer?
No, I cannot sing. Maybe in the shower I could sing, but I'm definitely not a singer.
2011, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, yeah, no. So probably when you got in, hand jobs, things weren't even really a thing.
I think I did one or two.
I started 2007, technically. Okay. Really 2006, but really 2007.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. So that was a thing back then, and it worthless because it was just like, who goes to job? Yeah.
I love it though.
You know, it was
to each their
time.
Own. I mean, if it gets you off, it gets you off, you know?
It definitely didn't get me off. But, you know, it was one of those days you're like, well, at least I got my makeup done. He can't come on my face.
Do you remember how much cum did he come? Did he come a lot? Or was,
you know,
I doubt it.
I blocked a lot of things out. Not because it was a horror, a traumatic situation, but it was because it was so long ago and I've like done so many scenes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
for sure.
If I really thought about it and got high and thought about that specific event, I could probably tell you, but I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I should spark it up again. Maybe I'll tell you at the end of the show. I don't know. But you know, that's... Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie on that one. I've faked an orgasm.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Yeah, I can't lie on that one. I faked an orgasm before. Yeah. Because I wanted sex to be over. I'm like, okay, I'm good. Are you good too?
Did it work for you?
Yeah, because it worked for me.
I love it. Your favorite place to have sex?
Favorite place to have sex? Probably... I'm gonna say in the bedroom. I mean, I think I'm a traditional woman. Like, I mean, like I'm kinky, I'm crazy, but I think in the bedroom for me, it's more of like the intimacy I talk about, you know, like the intimate aspect of it in a bedroom, you know, like you take me home from a date and, you know, I'm not saying on the first date you're gonna fuck me, but I'm saying it's a more it of a traditional happen. Thing. Yeah.
So. All right, last question.
Okay.
What is a sex skill that you think is your best?
Probably.
Dun, dun, dun.
Using my tongue and my lips and my mouth and talking dirty and just giving good blowjobs, spitting on that dick. You know, I think my oral skills are pretty, pretty good.
So yeah. Your oral game is A+.
Yeah. I think it's A+.
A+. Yeah. All right. I like it. I love it. And thank you so much for sharing all of those fun gems about you. I'm glad we got to know you a little bit more, had some fun.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to promote, anything that you have going on currently? Please let us know where we can support you.
Okay, guys. You guys can follow me on my Instagram at Nikki Delano. It's NikkiDelano. my fleshlight. Nikki Delano, it's Fuego and Fantastico. Ooh. Fantastico is my pussy. Fuego is my ass.
Get it.
My OnlyFans, it's OnlyFans.com/ Nikki Delano. And then, yeah, just follow my Twitter as well. It's Nikki Delano. Straight across the platforms is Nikki Delano. And follow me, yeah, on there. And you can see what I'm up to, feature dancing. Just doing a lot of different things, projects and stuff like that. So just follow me on my social media and you can come along for the ride.
Come along for the ride. So make sure you go and support her. I hope that you like this episode. Make sure that you comment down below and make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Until next time.
Ciao, bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.